with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
On this vote, the yeas are 55 and the nays are 45. The 60-vote threshold having not been achieved, the bill upon reconsideration is not passed.
And so the federal government heads to shutdown mode after Senate Democrats voted down a Republican bill to keep funding the government. After the vote, the White House's Office of Management and Budget issued a memo saying affected agencies should now execute their plans for an orderly shutdown. The action comes as Democrats are making good on their threat to close the government if President Trump and Republicans won't accede to their health care demands. Germany's Chancellor Friedrich Merz says President Trump's plan is the best chance for ending the war between Israel and Hamas.
The German leader tells journalists in Berlin, the fact that Israel supports this plan is a significant step forward. Now Hamas must agree and pave the way for peace. Merz describes it as the best chance to end the war between Israel and Hamas. The proposal demands that Hamas effectively surrender and disarm in return for an end to fighting, humanitarian aid for Palestinians, and the promise of reconstruction in Gaza, all desperately hoped for by the population in the devastated territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump has made a deal with Pfizer Pharmaceuticals lowering drug prices. He says this is a major medical announcement.
This is a really big announcement. This is something that most people said was not doable. And other countries are going along because we told them that if you don't go along, you know, they didn't have to go along, but if they didn't go along, we were going to put extra tariffs on those countries.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 81 points, the NASDAQ rose 68, the S&P advanced 27 points. This is SRN News. A new bill in Congress addresses religious persecution in Nigeria.
The legislation is authored by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. It would require the U.S. to designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern due to significant violations of religious freedom in the country. Baptist Press reports the CPC designation would impose numerous U.S. sanctions. The U.S. State Department had put Nigeria on the list in 2020, but then removed it only 1 year later. A recent report says 30 Christians are killed each day for their faith in Nigeria, the deadliest country worldwide for Christians. George Williams, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling patients for abortions starting this week as it works to find a way to provide the service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Abortion funding across the U.S. has been curtailed. This is SRN News. The latest forecast is out for two back-to-back hurricanes.
The outer bands of Hurricane Humberto lashed Bermuda as it approached the tiny British territory, with newly formed Hurricane Imelda following closely behind. A hurricane warning was in effect for the island located in the North Atlantic, as forecasters warned of dangerous seas, strong winds, and heavy rain. Humberto was expected to pass well west and north of Bermuda by Wednesday morning. Imelda is expected to pass near or over the island on Wednesday afternoon as a Category 2 hurricane. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Turning Point USA's college tour returned to Utah for the first time since founder Charlie Kirk was assassinated earlier this month. Kirk was killed September 10th at Utah Valley University. His death has galvanized conservatives. More details at SRNNews.com.